Welcome back. You know, last week we did a story about the four-day work week and how well it's been going in Iceland, of all places. They decided to go ahead and give this a try. And I thought, well, that's, well, as far as we know anyway, that was kind of the first country really going ahead and giving this thing a whirl. I know other places have tried it perhaps sporadically, but Iceland actually committed to this with government employees. And then I find out, I'm reading Gazette this morning, there are some people here who have already been doing this for a while.
Iceland ain't got nothing on
us. No, apparently not. Including Alexandre Vignola Cote, who out in the Eastern Townships has been running a business there along with his partner, incorporating a four-day work week. He's on the line. The company, by the way, is called Expedibox. So, Alexandre, thanks for being here. First of all, tell us a little bit about what does your company do exactly?
Yeah, but first of all, thanks for having me. Thank you so much. We do smart locker. We are a smart locker business. So what we do basically is we install smart locker in buildings, organizations to help managing the flows of parcels and packages to reduce parcel theft, parcel littering. So we have over 150 lockers all across Quebec, and we're starting to go in Ontario right now.
So wait, so this is a locker. In other words, you're getting a package or a parcel delivered instead of bringing it to your house and leaving it there. They give it to you. You put it in one of your secure lockers, and then you notify the client that it's arrived. Is that it?
Exactly. So it is an automatic system. The delivery people just come in a building, or the company, they put in the system. It takes like 5 to 6 seconds, and automatically you will receive a notification by email or text message, and you can retrieve your parcel at any time given, so 24/7.
Okay.
Before we get to the four-day work week, I just want to know, does it have to be a building, or could like a home, just an individual home, have a safe package like this?
It could be, but the cost right now it's a bit too high for just for individual purposes. But we do a lot of different kind of things. So like as I said, with organization, we work with Ubisoft, Hydro-Québec. We make different things, and also just for buildings, you know.
Huh. So you, when you started this along with your partner, it was a 5 day a week business. Is that correct?
No, actually, when we started this, we went straight away for 4 days a week. It's not a 4 days a week per se. It's a 32 hours, to be frank.
And how do you break it down?
The whole idea is for all employees have to be available between 9:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. So it's like 5 to 6 hours a day, and which will lead to approximately 20-25 hours a week. And the rest is up to everyone. So, for example, my partner is a father of 4 years old. He loves working early in the morning, so he starts very early. Whilst for me, I'm more like a night owl, so I will do more work later at night. So just to give you an example. And if employees have completed their 32 hours by Friday, they can take off.
Wow.
Okay, and if they haven't, then they come into work Friday?
Well, it's mostly a work from home. And, over half the company, even before the pandemic, we were experimenting, trying to work from home, and it worked very well. To be completely transparent, when we started this, I was completing a master in Europe, and I was writing my memoir in Greece, and we just managed to be able to fit our schedule. Francis and I, him from Quebec, me from Greece, and it worked. So after this, we said, yeah, if a 7 hours distance is not a problem, I assume even if we are all in Quebec, we don't need to be all in the same office at the same time.
That makes sense, cool. Yeah. Is the ultimate reason you want to do this, Alexandre, to sort of try to achieve work-life balance?
But I have to say, we are a business. So at the end of the day, our goal is to strive and to make money and to be able to succeed. The whole idea is we find out and we believe that employees are more productive and more happy at work when they have a control over the schedule, also of their lives. So it is, how can I say this without sounding a bit narcissistic. I mean, like, the whole idea is really we're doing this to help the company, and it works, and it's a win-win situation.
So to go back to what you said about that 32 hours, and Natasha said, well, if you don't come in or don't do it, do you stay home? I mean, is the idea to just fill out the hours, and if it doesn't happen to be good for you that day because you have a commitment somewhere else with family, whatever, you can make that up the following week or not?
Absolutely. And I have to say also, because since it's a it's based on trust on the employees, obviously. We worked with KPI and results. So every quarter, each employee has to make their objective for the quarter, and also we review these every week with them, making follow-ups to where they are with their results, with their objectives, and they have to achieve it. So it's in the end of the day, if someone is even able to achieve all his objectives by doing just a 30 hours week, I don't mind. At the end of the day, I just want to make sure the work is done.
You know, I'm just curious too. The people who do now work for you, did they come from different environments where they were working that standard eight-hour, 5-day a work week?
No, not at all. They were coming from different sectors, since we have very different jobs. But they all come from traditional environment, like 5 days a week, between 8 to 5, 9 to 5, this kind of thing. Yeah.
Have you ever had any employees, Alexandre, for whom this didn't work? They were like, no, I need the structure. I need the normal 9 to 5.
Well, no, because if this is what they need, they can just work from 9 to 5 and they will complete the hour. Yeah.
Pretty interesting model, huh?
Yeah, very interesting model indeed. Are you finding that other businesses are looking at what you're doing and thinking about adapting a similar model?
Yes and no. Most of the people we talk about this, they're just, wow, this is amazing. I would love to have this, but no one does it. And this is the part I don't understand, because there is always a reason not to do it. And I used to tell to a friend of mine that, we find this so disruptive, but in fact, 100 years ago, Henry Ford was a pioneer in the U.S. to make the work week shorter from 6 weeks to five days a week. And they did it. And now this is the norm. We can change. We can adapt.
Isn't it interesting? You bring that up, and I just finished reading something on that, too. We sometimes forget about, history when it comes to this and modern assembly lines and that kind of a thing, and how people used to work 6 and sometimes even 7-day work weeks. Why do you think there is so much resistance to more companies adopting this kind of a schedule?
Well, I think it's a human thing. We are very resistant to change. I think it's the same for any kind of a change in a society. And this is normal. And I think most of the time this will come from things will come from people from tech sectors or who are willing to make a change or to try it. And the key here is we are willing to fail, like this on this, obviously not the business, but it's okay to try something and to realize, yeah, you know what, this didn't work, so we let's go with something else.
Yeah, but if money, like I'm thinking money talks, right? So if productivity is up, that means that people, like, you're going to be making more money, and there's no reason to not adopt this kind of model. I mean, I can see some sectors where it wouldn't work, just practically speaking, like for us, we can't do, we can't really have flexibility in our hours. But I'm hoping what you're doing catches on. I think it's great. And I personally think that, not only would productivity go up, but just that sense of work-life balance and feeling satisfied in your home life as well as your work life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm guessing your employees too, you talk about them coming from traditional sources in the past. They must be very, very happy with this. I mean, bottom line is you're used to working in such a structured way, and here's someone giving you a chance to make it work for you as opposed to making it work for the company. So I imagine these employers are going to be with you for a long time.
Absolutely. Well, one of the main cases for mental health disorder or problem or just, challenges is the fact that you feel that you don't have any control over your life. This is not the remedy, but it is one way just to improve this and to help people just getting their life back in control.
Step in the right direction.
How many employees do you have, Alexandre?
We are 8 now.
8, okay. But are you growing rapidly, or are you kind of got to work with what you got for now?
Yeah, actually, when 1 year ago, we were just 3, and we keep growing. We should be around 10 before late.
Listen, good for you. Great idea in the fact that it's working as well as it is, and you understand what's involved in setting something like this up, and you're still seeing productivity either stay where it is or go up, which is great. Thank you so much for joining us. Very much appreciated today.
Thank you so much for inviting me again, and have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
You too.
Alexandre Vignola-Cote. The company is called ExpediBox or ExpediBox, and it's working for them. Now, I realize it's only 8 people, so you're right. It's not exactly a large company. But, that idea that
they went from 3 to 8 in a year and they're about to be 10.
But I mean, companies, he's right, right? Change is always a big issue. And if you're the boss out there and you have to make that kind of a change, I can see where it might be scary. But every time we do this, we hear from someone that says, you know what? Productivity is going up. employees are happier than they were before. That seems to me like a pretty big win.
Think about all the things we do just because that's the way we've always done it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like there's so much like that. And you've got to look, you've got to think more broadly sometimes outside the box, as they say.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, maybe this is an idea that catches on. We certainly talk about it enough. We're starting to see more and more people consider it. I don't know, maybe a year, two, five, who knows? And of course, the pandemic has probably sped this up for a lot of people as well, because it's changed so much, people working from home already.
Yeah, totally.